Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. 2 years ago, left my day job, long time, you know, in the broadcast television business, tired of getting up at 3 a.m. Instead, wanted to focus on buy and hold real estate, passive income, and helping you do the same. Well, this podcast, as you know, every Monday, we really try to focus on mindset because I believe that's one of the most powerful tools in your tool belt for you to build wealth. I mean, I don't care if you buy apartments. I don't care if you buy mobile home parks. I don't care if you invest in gold, silver, precious metals, start a business. It doesn't matter if your mindset is not straight. It's not going to amount to a hill of beans. So normally on Mondays, I do this show by myself. But today, I've got a special guest on. And her name is Kaylee McMahon. She has done over $2 million in real estate as a key principal. She's purchased over $2 million. She's sold over $3 million in residential real estate before transitioning into her current full-time syndication role. She's done it all. She is also known as the Apartment Queen, and she's the founder of the Apartment Queen and RE by Kaylee LLC, which is a real estate brokerage. So multiple businesses, multiple pain points, I'm sure, overcoming many, many obstacles and challenges in her life. And I caught her just leaving the gym, and we decided to do a podcast together. Kaylee, welcome on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate you being flexible with my crazy schedule.
Now we have to be, right? So let's just a little backstory here, because you and I were trying to get on to do the show, and we were going to do a different format, a different video, and we're in the, you and I, and as building businesses, and in between, we've got a certain amount of time on our schedules that we can do certain things, and we just said, well, what the heck, let's just do it in the car, in the car post gym workout. Who cares, right? That's how you find success, right?
Yeah, I find that for the most part, you know, having me kind of do things impromptu keeps me honest too. So it's another reason, like, you know what, heck with it.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. So give us a little background here. You know, normally on these Monday motivation and mindset episodes, I really try to think about something that's been challenging that I've been working on over the past week in my business and my personal life, whatever it is, or just something that I found inspiring over the past week. And so it's great to have you here on a show like that, which I don't normally do. But give a frame of reference here, because you built a lot of businesses. And why mindset? Why do you find that that is such an important piece of your entrepreneurial journey?
Okay, so mindset is something like, if you've ever heard of manifestation, magnetism, mindset, it's all kind of interrelated. And when I first started getting into anything, like the first mentor I ever worked with, that was one of the things that she talked about a lot. And I thought it was real hokey. And I was like, whatever, what is this stuff? Like, you know, meditating and, you know, bringing things towards you. But it's so crazy. What is that book with that seal on the front of it?
The Secret. Right.
Yeah. That book, I read that, and I'm glad someone gave it to me. The book's not that great. The little video, actually, if you can get that online, it's better. But it's the same thing. You gotta start somewhere and build a foundation before you can really, 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 really explode. You know, people think that it's about, putting in the energy or the effort or the work, or, you know, there's part of it that is, you know, luck meets preparation, or things like that. Right. But, I've found through my travels and things like that, reinforcing this concept over and over and over again, all the things that I'm trying to accomplish or almost force in my life, you know, instead of focusing on the actions to do them, focusing on me first, focusing on what do I love about myself? What am I the best at? What is my why and my purpose and my truth in this life? What was I meant to do? What do I 100,000% believe in? And pretty much going from there, then once you kind of build your mindset and know, okay, I'm Kaylee, I have a past where I was abused and I didn't kill myself because I'm going to make a difference in this world and I'm going to help other people see these warning signs in their life and be able to create independence for themselves to get away from it and be able to have whatever life they want. So I now believe in myself, but yeah, it starts with, you know, believing in yourself and mindset. So, you know, even I had this guy I've been dating, you know, yesterday or 2 days ago, he said something about this jet that I want, you know, and he was like, well, be careful about that. You know, they're really expensive and they blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? You can, if you want to, you can narrow your mindset as much as you want. That's cool. But if my goals don't scare me, they're not big enough, you know? And, so that's something that I kind of want to help other people get to the place where they believe in themselves enough that those big, scary goals, while they are scary, they know they can do it.
Oh, I love that. So much there to unpack. And I think, you know, you and I were talking offline a little bit about the why question. And, you know, when people book a call with my company and they get on the phone with us for the first time, I think they're surprised that, you know, because people will call and they'll say, I just want to buy a house. It's like, well, that's not what we do. Like, sorry, like that's not a good fit for us. Then if that's your main focus, what our goal is, we want to understand what your why is. And I think that that's so important because money is just one thing and money is just a manifestation. But until you have a purpose and what is that purpose in your life, then the goals cannot align properly. You'll be out of alignment your whole life if you're just focused. I always liken it to the lottery winner. The lottery winner in West Virginia when I was there covering in the news years ago, and this guy won the lottery. And he wasn't, you know, meant to be wealthy because he didn't know his why first. He didn't have his mindset set up properly. And he lost all of that money. Like, he literally kept it in his car and it was stolen out of his car. And then he won the lottery again. And the same thing happened.
Oh my God.
I mean, imagine that, right? He was not in alignment. And money comes to those who take care of it, right? It flows to those people who maybe even don't even think they need it. And if you can come from a place of understanding your why and your goals, then those things can flow to you in the right way. So when you find people that want to work with you for the first time, what is something that you would want, like in the same way that we on the phone want to make sure that people are in alignment and have that why in their life? What do you look for?
So honestly, in all of my businesses, so, you know, how you're supposed to put together a mission, a vision, all the things, right?
Right, right, right.
All those things we center all those things around the why, which is the culture of the company. So I reinforce that on every call when I'm interviewing a potential partner or employee. Or somebody that, you know, I'm not quite to the point yet where I've started to, I guess, provide mentoring and services and things like that. You know, I have offered it to a few people as far as partnering. So I'm like, okay, hey, you bring these 7 things to the table to do a deal or to whatever, you know, that I don't have or I'm not the best at. And then, you know, okay, we can go from there. And you bring one of those things and I'll partner with you and then whatever. But still, with that person, I want to see that they have a will and they want to improve themselves. That's a huge, huge sign for me that they're someone that wants to learn and progress because I mean, everything that I do, I literally am still learning on a daily basis. So, if someone can't hang, you know, they're going to lose interest pretty fast or feel overwhelmed pretty fast. That's like the first thing, a will to learn and to change and to be better, because that's part of mindset too. Like, you know, people that have codependency issues, and sometimes like me, you don't even know it. You know, you have an abusive family member or you have an alcoholic family member or whatever it is. And that's just how you grew up. So you literally don't know any different. But, you know, you have some kind of light bulb moment in your life where you're like, oh, other people don't have to do this to me. Or like, you know, I don't have to deal with this. And so you kind of want to start growing and improving and get better. So that's like the first thing they want to grow and improve. They want to learn. And then part of that growing process is being open to all the mindset stuff, because like I told you, when I first started the mindset thing, I thought, how stupid is this? How hokey, how, you know, Eastern is it? I don't know. I was so Western, you know, like, oh, this is so stupid. So, I had to get to that place in my life first to want to grow before I could ever start learning and opening my mind and realizing that, you know, I have a lot of internal growth that I need to do before what I need in this life is ever going to come to me. So I want to see that openness and that willingness to learn first. And then when I start talking to them about where, like, my steps forward, the, you know, the mindset thing and expanding your mind and all that, if that like excites them and gives them, you know, like you can just tell when someone's excited, they're like, oh yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. That's a really great start.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I think it's so true. We have this sort of Western mentality about things where we're like, oh, that can't be true. And, you know, if I don't know if you've ever read a book. I mean, The Secret was a powerful kind of entry point for a lot of people many years ago. And you're right. It was a little hokey and the book was not very good, but at least it like sparked something in people where they, then they sought deeper stuff. Maybe they started reading books by Eckhart Tolle or other people or Byron Katie or others, you know, and it led them down a path. And there's a great series of books by Dr. Joe Dispenza, who, if anyone hasn't read his work, you need to. And we'll link up a video. And I think a good entry point a video is an interview with my good friend Lewis Howes on the School of Greatness podcast. He has a video interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's incredibly powerful. He's written a number of books like Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and his most recent book is called Supernatural. And what he said is exactly what you said, Kaylee. You know, a lot of people get caught up in like the hoo-ha of it. And so his mission was, after he discovered the power of it, was to show the science behind it. And now they know without a shadow of a doubt, analyzing like tens of thousands of brain scans and all kinds of genetic work, the power of this idea of manifestation, that if you can match a thought with an emotion as if the thing has already occurred, then it happens. So with you, with a, I think you said a jet ski, right? Or an actual jet or a jet ski that you were saying, and your boyfriend had a problem with it.
A jet.
Okay. So actually buying an actual jet.
G6.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Just like my father-in-law flies. Gotcha. All right. So there you go. So you have this idea of something that you want to see and visualize, and you're going to go after it. And once you can like see that it's already here, like it's already on the tarmac and at your hangar, and you already know that it's there, it's the funny things how the universe starts to align itself, right? And starts to put things in your place, maybe a teacher, some sort of an instructor, I don't know, things just start to show up, don't they?
No, they truly, truly do. And again, what's funny is I texted him back yesterday, you know what, you can live your life however you want to. You can, you know, limit yourself however you want to, but here's how I'm going to do this. And guess where I'm at right now? I walked with my dog. So I live in Dallas right by Lovefield Airport, and there are two FBOs, those small private airports that are right there, Business Jet Center and Business Jet Center and Jet Charter or something. Anyway, but they're just two small FBOs. And I walked my dog there yesterday. And so guess what? When my dog and I got there, we sat right next to the tarmac, and I got to sit there and watch Lear jets and Gulfstreams and Macon Airs and just different sizes and some Bonanzas and different. So my grandpa had company plans. That's where I first thought, you know, like if I never had exposure to those, like they were a real tangible thing, I would have never thought I could ever have one or sit on one or anything, you know? So that was the first thing. I love, you know, like just giving kids exposure to whatever. But so when I was sitting there, you know, I'm taking videos of, and when I drive by the airport, usually it's Saturday early or Friday early, because I try not to go out and drink and be crazy, so I can get up earlier than everybody else and I can watch the jets take off as I go over this bridge by the airport. And that yesterday I had, you know, I was like, I'm going to take a Sunday to relax, and hung out with my dog and went to the airport. And so I was sitting there visualizing, you know, okay, so if I was here, what would happen? I'd roll up in my Suburban or whatever, and I'd come and they they grab the car from you, and then, you know, you walk into the office, they check you in. So I'm just like watching people do it, you know? So I'm like, okay, so this is what it would be like literally every week or day or whatever I choose to take out the company plane would be, you know, my goal is to be able to share it with people. But you know, so yeah, I was doing that. And to me, it was kind of funny that this person, you know, he wasn't criticizing or anything. He's an engineer. He's very cautious. He's very like, engineers everything has to fit into a box. They have to plan everything out, you know, and if they don't have like proof that something can happen, it's impossible. So for me, I'm like, whatever, if I manifest it, it comes. And you're exactly right. Because guess what? Like, I didn't feel like engaging anyone that day because, I haven't been to that airport since I had a concierge business where I was booking charter flights for clients and stuff like that. So I just didn't want to impose or anything like that. But maybe I'll show up another time or something. And I'm sure the same security guard's going to see me there. And like, because me and my dog are hanging out. I have a Rottweiler. So he's a little bit like looking at me like, you know, and I'm like, we're just chilling. No big deal. You know, and so he left me alone. But I bet you if I came back again, he'd probably like start up a conversation like, hey, I'm like, yeah, I live around here. I just wanted to come check out the jets because in about 4 years, I'll be on one, whether it's, you know, leased or sharing or it's mine or whatever. You know, and so I'm just sitting here visualizing myself getting it done, you know, and I think that every time I talk to people about that, if they happen to be in everything, you know, as far as magnetism and stuff, you attract the same people. So I would think that every time I have that conversation with someone, it ends up being that they have the same mindset or they know someone that does or whatever. And so they want to connect you with that person. And I'm like, I love connecting with people. And so, you know, you're right. You know, it could be, oh, we're having a big event, you know, a charity event or something. You can meet some of the pilots and the owners. You never know. Like it flows. So
right.
Yeah, you got to get out there and do it.
Yeah. You never know. And I've said, you know, I'm glad you brought up some of you attract like attracts like, because recent podcast I did about a week ago or so was on how, you know, getting rid of toxic people in your life, naysayers, and, you know, in your business, in your life, if those people will bring you down, they will stifle your dreams, right? Imagine if you had five of those people that just said, Jet, come on, Kaylee, come on, get real, right? And that's a form of that and I don't know, in my mind, that's a form of abuse. That is a form of abuse. And it's a verbal abuse. It shrinks your thinking. Yeah. It narrows your thinking. And those, if you're surrounding yourself with toxic naysayers for your whole life, you are going to be a toxic naysayer. Right.
Yeah, and he's not my boyfriend. He's just like one of three people I'm dating or whatever. But that's why I do that, because it's like, well, this may be the deal breaker. You know, I need someone behind me that's like, all I need is a pat on the butt or like a whatever, like a hoorah, like go get her, girl. That's all I need, literally. And so if they're trending the opposite way, I'm like, well, maybe I'm better off hanging out with a dog.
I love that. So we didn't really get to talk, you know, any kind of real estate today, but that's okay, because I think mindset is such a powerful piece of all of this. Where do you see yourself in the next 4 to 5 years? And you know, I one of the things I wanted to mention is, you know, I like to say when you write down sort of a contract with the universe, treat it the way you would treat, you know, putting a food order in with your waiter when you go to a restaurant. Like, you know that food is coming, right? You make that order, you send it out to the universe, and you go back to talking with your friends and you expect it to come, right? And so I think so many people don't treat their goals like that. They write something down, they have a vision board, but then they do things to sabotage themselves every day. So where do you want to be in the next 4 to 5 years?
So right now, we currently manage about $30 million assets under management in multifamily. And part of my why is to help people to create independence in, so it's financial independence, physical space to get away from whatever situation they're in, to help them see kind of where I came from and how there had to be a mind shift to grow and whatnot. And so I haven't quite figured out, I'm in the process of 2020 figuring out, are we going to do a fund and put some of that money into that? But my girlfriend and I are trying to figure out how to make it a profitable business with real estate, and then have our, you know, go back to our previous investors that have been equity partners and say, hey, here's what we're doing. You'll still make a return. It may not be as high, but you'll also be helping other people. So we're trying to figure out how to structure that. But, you know, you're so right about the you said that contract with the universe. So that was one thing that, again, may seem hokey or whatever, but my original multifamily mentor told me to do that. And I didn't do it till the end of this, but my first apartment deal that I was closing, we got under contract. So it's not like I'm making this up, or you get an LOI accepted. It's a letter of intent on something accepted. And you're like, oh my God, okay, here we go. You know, stuff happens constantly in a transaction. Like, you know, funding doesn't come in, it falls out. Like, you have an argument with the seller. I mean, all kinds of stuff happens. Plumbing comes back bad. You have to retrade. I mean, all kinds of things. But what he did was he goes, if you print off a certificate to yourself as if it was like a closing statement, which in real or commercial is an ALTA statement, or he actually just printed off a certificate to himself that said, for me, for example, Kaylee McMahon, congratulations on your closing of Quail Run Apartments and Lantana Apartments in Colorado City, Texas. You know, he basically put it on a physical piece of paper. And then he goes, then I stuck it somewhere that I was going to be every single day. And I looked at it and I read it every single day while we were in that due diligence phase or closing phase or whatever. And he goes, doggone it, we closed, you know? And so I did that. Like there were so many moments in that process where, you know, my guarantor fell out once, my guarantor fell out twice. Again, we didn't have enough funding. And so then I was raising all the money myself. I'd never done it before. It was the hardest thing I'd ever done. My partner wouldn't really help me because it intimidates her. Anyway, so towards the end, when things kept kind of falling apart, I was like, I'm going to do it. So I did it by hand instead of like a pretty one. Cause again, sometimes I'm impromptu, but the point is I can read my handwriting and I'm sitting there staring at it every day. And we closed, you know, we closed, we did it. It was, like I said, the hardest thing I think I've ever done, but we did it. And so in 5 years, I think I need to repeat that and do the same thing, but with all these other goals. So like the jet. So like, you know, I haven't learned yet a new C-class apartments. I'd like to do a B-class. I'd like to do an A-class. I'm not quite there, but I think if I, you know, print out those closing certificates or if I do something where it's visual like that, I think, you know, making another contract with the universe, I think that will make that happen for sure. So as far as number of units, that may change. This year, my goal was 1,000 units. I'm at 500 right now, but I'm trying to get 250 under PSA before the end of the year, because everybody like goes to sleep in December and I don't have any family. So I literally just go hard in December. So, I'm not sure, honestly, as far as, you know, number of units or how much I want to own or anything like that. I just for sure can see me living a life where I have complete freedom of time, where if I want to go somewhere on a Monday, my business completely runs itself and I don't, you know, no one misses me. It's just, it is what it is. And then it's also continuously every day, reinforcing independence through real estate for people that are, you know, codependent, abused, and the Apartment Queen, the brand, is changing the face of multifamily. That is the entire thing. Is, you know, there's not enough women operators and there's not enough female brokers in commercial real estate. It's a good old boys game, and I'm changing that. So that's definitely for sure what I see. I want to make a big imprint on the planet within the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, I love that. Powerful, powerful stuff. And you're right about December. You know, I mean, this is one of our busiest times of the year. We've got so many closings. We've got everyone trying to get that house before the end of the year for tax purposes. Yeah. You know, it's crazy, crazy. So if you go to sleep in the real estate space in December, you are missing out for sure. I mean, I don't understand how you can. To me, even back in the wholesaling days or just getting started, December was the best. Everyone goes to sleep, and that's when I'm going to spend the most money on direct mail.
No,
that's when I'm going to be out looking for vacant houses. I mean, because then you can see, you know, that person hasn't shoveled their walkway. There's snow there. That house might be vacant. Let's make a phone call. No rest for the weary. Well, I love that. And I love having you here on the show. I'm glad we could make it work here. You leaving the gym, probably driving past looking at jets. Me with a sick 3-year-old at home. So thank you so much for making the time. And I'd love to have you back on. We can deep dive more on real estate, female operators in the real estate space. Let's do it. Let's get it on the books. But thank you for joining us, Kaylee, here on this Monday episode.
Let's do it. Thank you for being flexible and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. And have a great holiday and get her done in December.
Yeah. Next time we talk, I promise I'm going to have another, like we're closing on 133 units on the 11th of December, but I'm hot looking for some other stuff. So I hope by the next time we for sure, I'm going to manifest this. By the next time we talk, I will have 250 or between 250 and 500 units under contract. How about that?
All right. So I'm going to make a note of that. And I'm going to make sure the next time we have you on in the spring or you know, even by the summer, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. And that's the power. That's the power of focus. Awesome. Awesome, Kaylee. Great getting to know you. Have a wonderful holiday and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing on this Motivation Monday. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, you know, this was such a powerful episode having, you know, a female entrepreneur who is just absolutely crushing it, talking about the power of mindset, even coming from a place of being a naysayer, you know, like reading The Secret and thinking, ah, that's just hokey. Well, guess what? You saw it in action today. So I hope that Kaylee inspired all of you as she did me as well. All right, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's one of the number one ways to build wealth. Have a great holiday, everyone.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.